If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Welcome to another edition of Your Hometown. Today, we head west to the village of Manuka. We'll meet the people and explore the places and all the hidden gems. Sponsored by the Village of Manuka. Here's Bob Surratt.
With the village president, Rick Offerman. And there he is, west on I-80 in Manuka. And do you get tired, Rick, of people asking you about your son, the famous Nick Offerman?
Well, Bob, I don't ever get tired of it. I don't always have a lot of information to share because he doesn't tell us everything that he's doing.
Well, you know, there are some who say the Ron Swanson character is somebody who sounds a little like you. You've heard that, right?
I have heard that. I don't get the same recognition, but it's a very nice thing to say.
Nick, of course, in Parks and Recreation. And he was always interested in theater here, right? Because he was part of Steppenwolf, Goodman, and Wisdom Bridge. So as a kid, you knew where he wanted to go, didn't you?
Well, he was in everything possible here in town through grade school and high school, and he went to the University of Illinois and majored in theater, so we had an inkling.
Yeah. Tell us about what's going on there in Manuka, and how's your summer going, and how's business there? What's new in the community?
Well, Bob, we have transisted from a very small town of less than 1,000 in the last 15, 20 years. So we're sneaking up on 13,000 now. And we think we're doing pretty well. We went through the hot spell just like everybody else. But we have a number of things going on. And we are blessed in Manuka with a lot of people that volunteer their service.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a wonderful women's club that's over 100 years old. I don't believe any of the original organizers are still with us, but I should check on that. We have a Lions Club, a Rotary Club, and we have a couple of food pantries to help out folks that need some help. I believe we got 9 churches now with a Manuka address. And we have a really good, really good parks and parks committee in town for the village, and a public works outfit that really does a good job.
Very appropriate that your Parks and Recreation Department would be good out there in Manuka. How did you end up as village president? Wasn't the family originally in Joliet?
No, that's a misnomer. That's always in the paper. The nearest hospital at the time that we went to was Joliet. So Nick was born there, so that's where that came from. We've been in Manuka since 1945.
And how do you enjoy being the village president?
It is, to me, a very nice job because our staff is terrific. They all know their jobs. They're hard workers, and they're all optimistic. Positive. We don't have a Debbie Downer in the whole group.
And leave us with your one tip for people who've never been out your way. Where should a visitor go first? Is it a restaurant? Is it some sort of tourist attraction? What do you think?
Well, we got a number of things. We got some really nice parks. We got 4 large parks. 3 of them got splash pads with some of the towns around us that don't have that. People come up. If you get out here, Bob, and it's a hot day and you got your trunks, we'd love to see you run through the and frolic in the water. But usually it's people a few years younger than you. We have come into the future just lately. We now have pickleball courts.
Of course.
For all pickle lovers. We do have a dog park, which you know, every town claims they have something special. Our dog park is not big, but it is dedicated to our armed forces veterans, and we got a couple of nice statues in there to honor our soldiers, sailors, and Marines.
Nice.
If you came here, we have some very nice restaurants, and we have an antique car business where you can see some old cars, and also if you got your wallet with you, some are available for sale. I'm not a car person myself, but I'd like to go through there and see what I can't afford.
All right. Try not to get my wallet too wet when I run through the sprinkler there. Rick Offerman is the village president in Manuka. Say hi to Nick for us, okay?
Well, I'll do that, and I'll be glad to see him. He gets through here a couple times a year, and we usually get to see him someplace in the country also. So it's I appreciate you thinking of him.
Take care, and again, we'll be talking about your town all day today.
Thank you kindly.
Manuka Day.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.